Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for words and their stories and people in America, coming up after As It Is.
From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. In the second half of today's show, we will hear about the investigation of the killing of clothing workers in Cambodia during a protest.
But first, we hear about a new blog in Vietnam that is providing information for Vietnamese who want to learn about the hidden workings of their country's politics. The name of the person responsible for the blog has yet to be made public. Christopher Cruz reports.
The website is called Portrait of Power, or Chan Dung Quyen Luc, in Vietnamese. It publishes documents and photographs said to show corruption among some cabinet officials and their families. The blog has recorded almost 14 million visits since it was launched a month ago. Phan Chi Sung is chairman of an independent group of reporters. He told VOA's Vietnamese service that readers want to know who writes the blog. He thinks the blog is affecting Vietnamese politicians. He says questions about the owner of the blog could lead to suspicion among Communist Party members. He says this could affect party unity. He says party members are already fighting with one another for control of the party. Vietnamese state agencies closely watch the country's media. Blogger Huynh Ngoc Trinh was a reporter at the government-operated newspaper Tan Nhien. He says this strong state control is one reason Vietnamese are increasingly turning to social media for news and information. He says they are looking for stories ignored by the government-controlled press. He says Vietnamese media is like a propaganda tool and is under the control of the Communist Party. He says that is why Portrait of Power has captivated readers. It has news that is reliable and correct. He says this has brought many readers to the blog in a short period of time. Vietnamese officials have yet to answer the accusations made by the blog. But the People's Daily newspaper has suggested that the blog is publishing false information in an effort to damage the image of Vietnamese leaders. State-operated media recently reported the comments of Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Dung. He reportedly said it is impossible to ban social media sites like Facebook, so officials should provide the Vietnamese people with correct information. The newspaper Tan Nhien reported last week that he said people would believe correct and timely information if the government provides it. Some people in Vietnam have said they cannot log on to Facebook. But Vietnamese officials say they have not tried to block it. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is.
Last January, representatives from more than 20 of the world's largest clothing manufacturers wrote a strong letter to the Cambodian government.
The companies asked the government to investigate the killings of at least 5 garment workers. Cambodian security forces shot and killed the workers during violent demonstrations in 2014.
But 1 year after the letter was sent, it seems little progress has been made. Bob Doty reports.
The killings of the garment workers were reported throughout the world. The workers died while protesting in support of an increase in the lowest wage permitted under Cambodian law. At the time, the minimum wage was about $100 a month. The violence came at a time of political unrest in the country because of disputed elections. After the killings, many well-known clothing manufacturers demanded an investigation. The companies included H&M, Adidas, Puma, and Levi Strauss. All of them make clothing in Cambodian garment factories. The manufacturers sent a letter to Prime Minister Hun Sen. The letter demanded that the government punish the killers. But 1 year later, the killers have not been charged. A spokesman for Cambodia's Interior Ministry told VOA that the government sent its request for an investigation to the courts nearly a year ago. VOA sought repeatedly and unsuccessfully to speak with a court official about what had happened to the request. David Welsh leads the Cambodia office of the Solidarity Center, a not-for-profit group. He told VOA that he believes there has been no true effort to hold anyone responsible. Garment manufacturing is important to Cambodia's economy. Garment factories employ 600,000 people. That is more than any other employer. The garment industry is also Cambodia's largest source of money from other countries. The factories export more than $5 billion worth of clothing, mostly to the United States and European Union countries. VOA spoke with representatives of 4 of the companies that signed the letter. Puma and Adidas, both based in Germany, Levi Strauss, based in the United States, and H&M, based in Sweden. H&M refused to comment. Puma said it would only talk about the letter in partnership with the other businesses that signed it. A spokesperson for Levi Strauss told VOA the company was continuing to persuade the Cambodian government about the need for an investigation. An official with Adidas told VOA that the company had raised the issue with the Ministry of Justice up to the end of last year. The official said in an email that Adidas is waiting for an answer from government officials. I'm Bob Doty.
I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.
Words and Their Stories is next, followed by People in America. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
Now, the VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories. There are many special terms in the world of business. The following story is about a sweetheart deal which I made last week. I made the deal with a friend, and we both made a profit. I had started a small company several years ago. I worked hard to make it successful. It was a sign-making business. It was a small company, not a blue-chip company. It was not known nationally for the quality of its signs. It did not make millions of dollars in profits. And it was private. It was not a public company with shares traded on the stock market. Still, I worked hard building up my business. I did not work only a few hours each day. No banker's hours for me. Instead, I spent many hours each day, 7 days a week, trying to grow the company. I never cut corners or tried to save on expenses. I made many cold calls. I called on possible buyers from a list of people I had never seen. Such calls were often hard sells. I had to be very firm. Sometimes I sold my signs at a loss. I did not make money on my product. When this happened, there were cutbacks. I had to use fewer supplies and reduce the number of workers. But after several years, the company broke even. Profits were equal to expenses. And soon after, I began to gain ground. My signs were selling very quickly. They were selling like hotcakes. I was happy. The company was moving forward and making real progress. It was in the black, not in the red. The company was making money, not losing it. My friend knew about my business. He is a leader in the sign-making industry, a real big gun, if you know what I mean. He offered to buy my company. My friend wanted to take it public. He wanted to sell shares in the company to the general public. My friend believed it was best to strike while the iron is hot. He wanted to take action at the best time possible and not wait. He offered me a ballpark estimate of the amount he would pay to buy my company. But I knew his uneducated guess was low. My company was worth much more. He asked his bean counter to crunch the numbers. That is, he asked his accountant to take a close look at the finances of my company and decide how much it was worth. Then my friend increased his offer. My friend's official offer was finally given to me in black and white. It was written on paper and more than I ever dreamed. I was finally able to get a break. I made a huge profit on my company, and my friend also got a bang for the buck. He got a successful business for the money he spent. This VOA Special English Program, Words and Their Stories, was written by Jill Moss. I'm Faith Lapidus.